the Western Huddle podcast with Embers, Zave and Tom for everything AFL. Thanks to our mates at RAC Insurance, featuring the biggest names in WA and all the breaking news.
Wet and wild over here in Perth at the moment. Good morning, Zave. Morning, Embers.
Morning, Tom.
Morning, Zave. Yep.
Tom, how are we all? I'm top. I'm 10 out of 10, always.
Well, that's a lie.
Oh, no, we've had some storms. I'm just dealing with a shattered pool fence, which is a pain in the ass.
Okay.
I mean, it cost about $15,000, so that's
okay. That's all good.
I saw you putting your
ashtray money for you, X.
Put your footy invoices in during the week, so you should be fine.
Have you put them in?
No, cover it. No. I put in for a few. So anyway, yes. Keep going. I got to go.
Hey, so West Coast.
Yeah.
I described it as good a 10-goal loss as you'll see for a team that's bottom of the ladder. So yep. If you look into the third term, I think when Gaffey missed that 30-metre shot and goal.
Yeah, it should have gone to
Tory. What was Sloppy doing?
It would have put him 8 points
dig.
Down.
He's got no penetration in his leg, the old boy.
But that's 30 out. I thought Gaffey would see easily just cover that.
I said he either should have got a handball, little one going past.
No, he can't do that, because imagine if the bloke got tackled on the mark.
Or he should have lined up for a Tory.
Jeez, I still thought old Sloppy had 35 in him.
We were chatting about it on air. We thought, you know what? Has he got the distance? Surely he's got the distance. The guy on the mark was almost 26 metres out.
Yeah, no, it was.
Oscar Ellis should have had a check side from the boundary, really.
Or Tim Kelly should have just wandered past and slotted
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
hey, maybe in the future that's what you do. You think, all right, we know he can't get that, and we try and sneak, because no one would expect him to handball off there.
So they lost by 10 goals, but Jamison missed the one in the pot in the square.
Inside the square,
and then Gaffey missed that one.
Jamison's the perfect candidate as to if there's a full team, he should be developing in the twos.
Yeah.
Like, not to say he won't be able to play AFL. But right now, he's nowhere near playing.
It's not just him either.
No, yeah, that's the example of, mate, there's probably seven of them who, I'm not saying they can't play AFL football in
they're
the future.
They're not ready yet.
Right now, they're way better served developing their game in the twos.
Yep.
Yeah. For a team that was taking on the top side, they could have easily been within 8 points in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And if Collingwood have their ability to finish off games is really good, up against a side that was, what, three players down, they were always going to run over the top of them in the final term. I think the margin probably blew out a bit to how competitive West Coast actually were for most of the game.
Yeah, I think sometimes too, as much as you want to make sure that you always play at a high intensity, I'm talking from Collingwood perspective here, when you do come up against certain sides where you know you're going to win regardless of how you play, then there is that mindset of just taking the foot off the throat. And you saw that, I reckon. Collingwood were nowhere near their best on the weekend. And West Coast had a crack, and as you said, in the second and third
one
quarter.
One contested ball clearances, so they were better.
I think so. Again, it's a West Coast trend. The game's almost done in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, and West Coast
would jump out, bang, done. And like when you're that good, then you start coasting a bit, Embers. I would have thought. And you look at Dacos running around. Did he get tackled on the weekend? Do you know what I mean? Like,
is his gut running as hard? I mean, you play with some really hard runners. I've played with some of the hardest runners, I think, you know, in Cousins in particular, Daniel Kerr. I don't reckon anyone runs harder than Dacos.
Can he win
speed
a Brownlow in his second year?
Oh, yes.
No, mate, short favourite.
Absolutely can.
Is his odds on?
Is he therefore the best second year player since Chris Judd?
If he wins and
he's right up there.
Different roles. Chris Judd had the work, like the load of the midfield
on
his back.
Not better than, but since, you know, to see someone who can be at top of the betting for a Brownlow medal, second season in the competition.
Yeah. It's incredible. And I think we're playing down how good it is. And I think 17 other clubs are envious that it's a father-son selection, and now he's arguably one of the best players in the competition. So you try and find holes in it, like, he kicked it to himself.
He gets a couple of little cheeky handballs.
He does that.
But I tell you what, he breaks the lines with it.
He had 30 and kicked three. And he didn't get the full Coaches Association votes.
Didn't he?
And I didn't think he deserved it, because it wasn't...
Did Tommy Mitchell get fired from one of the coaches? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it wasn't an absolute ball tearer. It was... End of the day, he's had 30-3.
30-3.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's frightening.
But it wasn't the 40-2 that he's done in the past.
No, it wasn't. But that's because the bar is so high with Nick Dacos.
Did either of you ever have 30-3?
No.
It's not a loaded question, just a query.
Yeah.
don't pretend like you don't remember which game it was.
I definitely had 30-3. I reckon I've had 30-4.
30-4?
Yeah. Well, the good thing is I can find it really quickly.
Yeah. That's a... half decent game.
Yeah.
A few cheekies on the outside.
Maybe.
Thanks, Cuz. Thanks, Kerr.
There's a 16 and a 4. There's a 10 and 4. 11-4. Jeez. 22-3. 17-5, Embers. That's a good one.
Seven. You kicked five in the game.
18-3.
Were you playing the Eagles of 2023?
26-2.
Yeah.
We're drying up here, big boy.
I reckon I had a 32-4
against the Bulldogs, round nine, in a win.
We were rocked up, right? We were playing against the Bulldogs this particular day. We hadn't won a game. We hadn't won a game for so long. And we had a look at the score where the odds were. It was like 17-1, West Coast to win. And we were running out. We saw it on the scoreboard, the odds, 17-1. We
said
we wouldn't even take us at 17. And we knocked them off.
Did you?
Yeah. And that was the day I had a kick a couple. Yeah.
23-3 in there. And there's another 32-4.
Yeah.
Around two, 2011. Well done against Port Adelaide in a win.
Yeah.
Mate, you were 22-4. Mate, you were... You were good.
Anyway, so the Eagles were better, and I think...
That was just a waste of 2 minutes.
I think at least showed some fight that the fans wanted to see. But the big story, of course, is the Jordan Dugowie bump.
Yeah.
So he bumped Elijah Hewitt. He's gone straight to the tribunal. We're recording this on Tuesday morning, so we'll find out tonight what he gets. The fact that it's gone straight to the tribunal means it has to start at 3. It can't be any lower. I think we all agree he'll probably get 3-4.
Mm.
I think it's turned into something bigger than it needed to be. Embers, did you see the bump live?
No, I didn't.
Tommy, did you see the bump live?
I was following the ball.
I saw the bump live and thought he was winded. So that was the level of what we all saw. West Coast didn't remonstrate. Well, three of us were at the game calling it and watching play by play, and we didn't see it.
Mm.
So I don't think every Eagle player saw it. So the whole thing about getting up and fighting and what do they want to do, stab each other, like that, it was a bump. He deserves 3 or 4 weeks. The current game, was it worse than Pickett's 10 weeks ago?
No.
No.
Well, Pickett should have been more, though.
That was 2 weeks. So that was 10 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is. I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think it was cowardly. I think it was simply a bad decision, and it's going to cost him 3 or 4 weeks. That might cost him an All-Australian. It might cost him, you know, a best and fairest or whatever, an opportunity to win a best and fairest. I know we spoke about Nick Dacos. It's going to cost him big time, and it's going to hurt Collingwood. They've got a massive month of football coming up with the teams they're playing. I don't think it was that bad. I think it's a bit of a fart in a bottle.
So you guys have obviously played and I haven't. When that happens on the field, if you don't see it, do you see it on the screen or at quarter time does someone say, hey, that guy's taken our young kid, go out and do something?
I don't think the game's changed. People don't actually come out and say, you know, at quarter time, he's done something, go and get him. There's no doubt Greg Clark saw it on the screen because he was the one that remonstrated, I think, at quarter time, half time, three quarter time, a little bit. The reality is, right, good teams don't allow that to happen, even if it's fair or not fair, right? If Daniel Chick and Adam Hunter and, you know, saw that in a game of football, they'd go and do something about it.
Yeah, but I just think the bump was a bit different from, say, you're running back with the flight on a wing. You take the mark, and then the centre forward, bang, straight through the backyard. That is, everyone has seen it. I just
20 years ago, that bump's fine, right?
Yeah, but because the game, 5 minutes later, what do you want the players to do?
The game's played now, like that was, he jumped off the ground and lined him
so
up.
So if you were playing,
it was late, it wasn't great.
And you saw it on
the Dugowie.
Yeah.
No, but none of us saw it.
Yeah.
But if you saw it on the screen afterwards or at quarter time, would you expect then the playing group to go out and do something?
Absolutely. Have a look at the Brayshaw situation. No one saw that live.
Yeah, but that was a different hit altogether.
Yeah, but then once they saw that, they go, you know, like Walters went nuts after half time.
When Coxie got knocked out by Vickery,
we
saw it live.
Did anything happen after that?
Yeah, went after Vickery, and then he got taken to the bench.
Mm.
We saw it live. Like you saw how bad it was. I don't know where they're standing and looking at the screen, and then 3 minutes later, you go, oh, now I'm going to go
and
fight.
And West Coast, they've got a young group. Even if they saw it live, I don't think they could have done anything about it.
It's probably one of the things, there's probably not a player besides Yoey on the list that's got that kind of mongrel or fight in them to go and take it up. Look at Collingwood, there's Maynard, and there's plenty of guys through there. They depleted some of their older boys of who would go and fly the flag.
I think if they saw it and thought, then it's on. I just don't think in the moment they realised what had happened. And I'm giving both clubs an out here.
It was interesting.
I don't think it was that bad, and I don't think Dugowie's hit was that bad. It's a bump, missed time, bad decision. You get 3 or 4 weeks. He's not getting 10 weeks for a king hit.
I reckon Simo clearly said something afterwards because he, in his press conference, he said it was have to address the situation that no one kind of went to him. And then you had Sheeta and you had Greg Clark and someone else all said in the post-match.
Of course.
And then you saw West Coast Instagram page put something up which, like, just didn't need to happen.
Unnecessary.
So, yes, there was definitely something that happened post-game or during the game that suddenly got everyone fired up about this particular incident.
The couple of things annoyed me from that. And the Eagles putting that tweet up saying the Gully thing.
Yep.
The rhetoric after that from some people, especially in the Eastern States, is an absolute crock of shit. Like, the social media person's made a mistake. It's not a big deal. Mm. It was all facts. Just let it go. The people...
They shouldn't have done it.
No.
Correct. But it's a mistake. But people piling into Dom Sheed for what he said is
that's what I'm saying.
Absolute
it's just part of the bottle. Like,
it's
Dom said a month or two. He probably meant to say a month or so.
Yeah,
if he gets 4 weeks, that's a month. So Dom's right.
Somehow...
He's not going to get 8 weeks. Gaffy got 8 weeks. Dom's not saying, oh, I'm not sure. Could be 4 weeks, could be 8 weeks. It was just a turn of phrase.
You know that...
I don't get what the drama is. It's a three-week bump.
The report's out now that Dom apologised, messaged Jordan to go to apologise for what he said. I don't know if it's true or not. That's what was reported on Footy Classified and in the West today.
Too many apologies getting thrown around now.
Exactly.
We just got to mind our business and go about it, don't you?
Just get on with it.
Tell you what, Hawthorn are happy with this fart in a bottle. That was my 100 half time.
Like, I still just cannot. I understand the game's changed, but the start of the game, every single person go and shake hands. Is that good for the game? Everyone's shaking hands at the start of the game. I've not seen one bloke go and bump someone.
So
imagine if someone came and shook my hand before the start of a game. I'd be rattled.
It was a final.
Is it my 250th this week?
There was a final against Collingwood, and Heath Shaw we were tagging.
We were going to
tag him, and Liam Shields was coming off the bench. Yeah. I know, we used to do it all the time. Give the good player 5 minutes so they think they're f***ing you.
Free, yeah.
Oh, big day for me.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, bang, done. Anyway, so Pup goes to me, Liam goes, mate, do not fire him up. Yeah, Heather could get a bit hot out of the
cops. Yeah.
Don't fire him up. Mm. It's better just to go about it, ignore him all day.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, cool, mate, no worries. First 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Heather comes over to shake my hand and I punched him.
Love it.
I'm in a headlock getting choked out on the belt. 3 minutes in, I jog to the bench. And Pup goes, can you beat this out?
Yeah.
Fuck you, yeah. And he got fined all night for fighting Heath Shaw. Fine.
I get it. Listen, I get the game and the demographic of people that play is different, but yeah. Anyway.
And Elijah Hewitt and his 5 touches showed a bit.
They did. I must admit, he showed some.
Don't you laugh, Andrew?
I must admit, he did show a little bit. There was only 5 touches, but he took the game on, showed a bit of power, and had a run and carry with it.
I just love the fact that we're just looking for any kind of positive.
Anything.
Yeah, like 10-goal loss. The bar is so
low. 5 disposals.
Kid's got a future.
Watch the North game. The kid that who they could have taken and traded to get Jinby and Hewitt.
Yeah.
George Wardlaw.
Jesus. I was going, whoa.
What pick was Humphreys?
I had a couple of other players people talked to me about
before Jinby, so they could have taken him as well.
Yeah.
I don't mind the Humper. I reckon the Humper's going to be better than a lot of them.
And we haven't seen Satsis yet, either at Essendon. He played in the VFL on the weekend. So some better signs
good
for
crop.
West Coast.
Good crop, though.
Great draft. Yeah. And Jimby's going to be good as well, so they haven't missed out there. Yoey was really good. They might get Boots back this weekend. I reckon Gub will probably be after the bye, you reckon?
I'd leave him all to after the bye.
I spoke to Gub last week, and he was actually thinking he wanted to get up for the Adelaide game.
Yeah. He said...
if you were the footy club?
Well, the problem is they might
with a bye there, with a bye.
Yeah, if he's ready, I reckon if he's ready, you're ready. Like, if West Coast were in a chance to win a grand final this year, you're definitely holding back now. I mean, like Boots, for example, they've just thrown him in. Like, going, you know what, mate, you ready to go? You ready to go, you play.
So now, three years ago.
So they lost 5 players on the weekend. Again, West Coast. 5. They could literally not field a team this week.
Should have grabbed the 2 guys in the mid-season draft.
Got that mid-season player.
Circling back around. Ryan Merrick.
How did he go on the weekend?
Fifer.
5 touches and a goal.
Fifer. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but he'll play this week.
Lost by 80, though.
Team got belted.
Yeah, at Bassendine Oval.
This is how bad.
Very hard to win out at Bassendine. Black Ducks joint out there.
This is how bad the Waffle team's going, right? They've been belted every week by about 100 points.
Yep.
Zane True, right? So the team is bottom by that far.
Yep.
Got tagged.
Poor old Chewy.
That's
I must admit, let the kids run around. You know you're going to pump them.
Yeah. Who's coaching Swannies? Pruey.
Pruey's coaching Swanee. Do you have anything to do with Pruey?
I don't know who that is.
X. The Pruey, was he around?
Ripper.
Ready, ready? Who's Pruey?
Andrew Pruey.
Yep, well done. Very Pruey, good. If you're listening, what are you doing tagging Zane True, mate? That is off.
Pruey's a good bloke. He can do what he wants.
Right, so Fremantle had the bye. Couple of big signings before the Richmond game. So Fifey's got two. Michael Walters has two. Yeah. And they go into the Richmond game in a bit of hot form. How do you start the first quarter after a bye? Make sure you're not kind of, you know, off.
Yeah, Tigers going pretty good at the moment. So, and that sometimes can be a challenge. Remember, was it Geelong that always just after bye just lost all those games?
Yeah,
was it?
I think it was. Yeah. And then they tried everything under the sun. Yeah, the old boys travel early. Yeah, we don't train for a week. We train every day. No one has time off.
Yeah.
And they could not get a victory. I think it was the Cats.
Oh, I think, you know, right now, the bye probably came at the wrong time for Frio because they were absolutely up and about and going. But the
only thing, we spoke to Sonny this morning.
Yep.
And he'd done a calf. There was a few wounded boys.
And Sean Darcy gets an extra week. So, in saying that. But they've got destinies in their own hands. They, at the moment, out of the teams that are outside the eight, them and Gold Coast are probably the two that actually...
Mate, the Suns. Matty Rao, mate. I know he wasn't huge. He still had 10 clearances on the weekend.
Matty Rao had 4 touches in the first half and then turned the game in the third quarter.
So they had...
So you're saying that Elijah Hewitt had more...
So the Suns, Noah Anderson had 28 disposals, kicked 2.
Yeah.
Their second highest disposal getter, 17.
Yeah. Saw that. They're very efficient, aren't they?
Lukosius just looked like he had a massive second half.
I love Lukosius.
Yeah.
I'm a fanboy.
I was driving back listening to that game. Had a few same game multis.
Did you?
Was...
Any green ticks?
No. I haven't had a green tick for a while.
No,
so I'm going to give it up, Embers.
The only green tick I've got is when I write done in my phone and it automatically gives me the emoji.
I think I was telling you about April or maybe May, and I said to myself and my missus, I'm thinking about giving everything up and becoming a professional punter. I had one of those months where things were just going real well, you know, and I thought, I've got to put a bit of focus in this. Yeah. Have not got near it since.
The Dockers should win now against Richmond.
I'm looking forward to seeing Richmond. Jacob Hopper might be close return. It's a calf injury from maybe 3 weeks ago.
Because they've travelled the last 2 weeks, Richmond. It'll be 2 weeks in a row, obviously, with the game up north.
Good win. Yeah. Good brand of footy to watch at least.
That was a really good game of footy. I enjoyed that one. Marlon Pickett played inside forward 50, kicked the winner.
What about his celebration? We showed it last night on Mad Monday.
Yeah.
Hamish Brayshaw was like, I was smiling from year to year. There's no happier person in the country than Pickett. Kicks the winner with 20 seconds. Not a change.
Yeah, no, I did notice that.
Not nothing.
Yeah.
Just cool, calm and collected.
If that was
me, I'm dry humping the crowd. I'm going nuts.
Well, maybe there was no one there, you know, like.
9,000. I think it was the biggest crowd at GWS.
And I reckon they had about 5,500 Richmond supporters that went there for the trip.
Just an update on Nick Martin as well, by the way, Zave. Number one wingman in the game.
Can't play the boy.
What did you do on the weekend?
Just writing that down. Number one wingman in the goal.
He's not number one wingman in the game. You're taking Josh Dacos every day of the week. It's not even close.
Champion data doesn't lie.
They've still got Taranto, who's gone back to back BOG. Still Taranto a late chance to go bang 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 for the Brownlow. Six votes the last 2 weeks.
Is Rory Laird any chance?
No. Dawson had been that.
Backed him at a big price in a double with She's Fit in the Oaks. So it's a very large ticket.
Bin. Jordan Dawson.
And also,
good,
I know this is for another day, but Freo were criticised a lot for some of the people that let go. All those players this year have been horrible.
Akers has been half decent.
No, but who was thinking they were getting stars, though? They weren't ever losing a star.
I think at the start of the season, when they lost their first couple of games, people were like, oh, you got rid of the players, you got nothing back, that's not working, Amir is shit, Jackson's shit. And now I saw a list on another station, top 10 recruits, and they had Amir at 8 and Jackson in the top couple. So, good luck to Frio.
Good on you, boys.
Saturday night, we'll be there. Call the game at West Coast.
No worries. Do you know anyone who can fix a pool fence that's been shattered in a storm?
Embers has a guy for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I said it on radio this morning, and the old socials just bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
So not only will I get, I'll probably have a new fence.
I think you did that with one of my mates. Come over, Vinny.
Old Vincenzo.
He's in with that Lonsalite. Vincenzo. He's very up.
Okay.
And about.
Just a quick update. We both have horses running tomorrow.
Who?
I've got Song Story. Race 4, 2-year-old.
Tell you what, I hope mine gets scratched.
And you've got Lonsdalite in race 5.
And I got so
which
time
is the,
as well.
The Ernie Manning
in race 3.
Big feature piece in the paper.
Oh, is this the feature horse?
Yeah, the feature horse tomorrow, race 5. Are the odds out?
There will be. All right, I'm going to go.
Good on you, buddy.
Thanks, X. We'll catch you next week. Good luck to West Coast and Fremantle. West Coast against Adelaide, and we are covering the game Saturday night. Richmond and Frio at Optus.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, you can hear that game live here on Triple M from 5:30, Tom.